Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir sponsored Lo Nishmas Arm Yaakov Shalom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basu Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph, in the middle of the sugya regarding the psukim that prove that a husband inherits his wife, the Gemara discussed the pasuk that says that Elazar was buried in Givas Pinchas, in the hill of Pinchas. Mashal, the Pinchas had a land that did not belong to Elazar. And the question is, how did he get the land if it did not belong to his father, Elazar? And the Gemara says, maybe Pinchas purchased the land. Says the Gemara, that can be, because then that field will go back in the Yovel. And what happened is that this tzaddik will be buried in a caver that doesn't belong to him. Master from the Gemara, that there's a problem if someone is buried in a caver which doesn't belong to him. The Chazal Sofer and Tshuva, in Yeridah Simin Shin Lamed and Shin Lamed Aleph, bases on this the idea that one must purchase his caver. You should not take a caver for free, and the Chaver Kaddish should not give it for free. It needs to be purchased because it needs to be owned by the person. He has to be the owner of the Chelko where he's being buried. And in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, he brings someone who questioned this notion, this idea of the Chazal Sofer. And he brings later, it's a long tshuva about it, and he says that it's minag of Yisainu B'Yadeinu. We have a minag that a person needs to be buried in a place that belongs to him. And the raya is from Avraham Avinu. They were so busy in purchasing the caver of Sarah Imenu. And many of the tshuva svarim follow the Chazal Sofer's footsteps regarding this concept of owning the caver that one is buried in there. And the tshuva svarim of Rav Moshe Sternbuch, he adds that this thing is al pi kabbalah, because there's a big tikkun to the neshama when the mace owns the caver, because that prevents ruchus rois, prevents all kinds of bad spirits to get to the caver if he owns that caver. And he continues on to say that's why it's a big toivo, that if someone was buried not that way, the yorshim, his children, should make sure to purchase the area where he's buried in order for it to be his caver. Now, a little bit sources to this concept that you have a inyan al pi kabbalah to own the caver. One source is brought down in Sefer HaChaim, which was written by the brother of the Maharal, in chelik of the Sefer called Sefer HaChaim Tovim, Perek Ches. He brings there that even an oni shebi Yisrael should own his caver. And he says, because the shadim cannot go into reshus that belongs to a person himself. When you have the surroundings, this is a place that belongs to this mace, so nobody else can enter it. And that has to be miyuchad, that belongs to him, and not anybody else. And then he prevents all the ruchas rois from coming into this area. And the Sefer Maharvaya book, Svas Emes Perek Tes, he adds more to explain it. He says, we know that the whole concept of going to Shemaim, getting sechar of Olam Habo, needs to be earned. Based on the Yerushalmi Maseches Orlo, that someone who gets a free food, free lunch, it's embarrassing. So a person needs to own his place up there in Shemaim. He says that's the neshama up there. So the same way the neshama needs to own its reward up there in Shemaim, so the guf, so the body needs to own his chelik here in the Eretz. It should not be something that he's using somebody else. And this is all based on this Gemara. So the Gemara tells us that it's not a good thing that a tzaddik will be buried in a place that doesn't belong to him. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.